This week, the question is, does it make any difference what we believe? It's obvious that people believe different things about religion. Some worship on Saturday because they believe the seventh day is still a holy Sabbath and must be observed today. In regards to baptism, some sprinkle rather than immerse because they believe sprinkling will work just as well as immersion. Some observe communion once a month rather than every Sunday because they believe one way is just as good as another. 100 years ago, you would never have heard of a woman preacher, an ordained homosexual, or a church that endorses abortion. But times have changed, and we're being told that it doesn't matter what we believe. Does it matter what we believe? Is any one set of beliefs any better than another, or any worse? Think with me on this question for just a moment. First, if it doesn't matter what we believe, then atheism is just as good as faith in God. Now, isn't that true? If it really doesn't matter what one believes, then atheism would be just as good as believing in God. But the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." This idea that it doesn't matter what we believe is false. It certainly does matter what we believe about God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Can you see that it matters what we believe about God? But again, number two, if it doesn't matter what we believe, then the belief in many gods is just as good as faith in the one true God. And yet, Jesus said in Mark chapter 12, verse 29, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Can you see that it makes a difference in what we believe? Again, number three, if it doesn't make any difference what we believe, then a disbelief in Christ is just as good as faith in Christ. And yet Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, "If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." When the Apostle Peter was preaching, he said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Obviously, it makes a difference what we believe about Jesus. Number four, if it doesn't make any difference what we believe, then belief in any book is just as good as belief in the Scriptures. But Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In John 17, verse 17, Jesus said to God, "Your word is truth." Number five, if it doesn't matter what men believe, then there is no need to convert any man and try to change his thinking. And yet, in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, we find the apostle of the Lord preaching to men and trying to change their minds. He convinced them that they were so wrong, they had to be rebaptized. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, Philip tried to change the thinking of a very religious man. This man was so devout and religious, he had traveled about 2,000 miles to worship God. But his beliefs were wrong, and they needed changing. And Philip the evangelist preached to him and changed his thinking. In Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 8, Saul of Tarsus was a very religious and very devout man. And yet the Lord appeared to him and spoke to him to change his beliefs. You see, it does make a difference what men believe. That's why God gave us His Word and commanded it to be preached. He gave us preachers in order to change the thinking of men because it makes a difference what people believe. My friend, God has revealed the truth in His Scriptures. Only when men believe the truth will they be saved. In John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Since only the truth will set men free, the only safe thing is to believe the truth. Believing a lie, even though we may not know it's a lie, can cost us our soul. When men say, it doesn't matter what you believe, or it doesn't matter how you get baptized, or it doesn't matter how you conduct your worship services, it makes me wonder, why did God even speak on these issues in His Word? First, if it doesn't matter what we believe, then why has God told us what to believe? Number two, if it doesn't matter how we get baptized, then why did God tell us how to do it? And number three, if it doesn't matter how we conduct our worship services, then why has God told us exactly how to do it? The very fact that God has given us the Bible and has told us what to believe and how to be saved and how to worship tells me that it makes a big difference what we believe and what we do.